T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Draft week turns to draft night. Night one tonight, downtown Detroit. And with Doug and Gator out at B-Dubs, Mike and Rico. And then live during the draft, Valeni, Karsh, Stoney, and yours truly hanging out deep into the night. Lions could trade up. That'd be great. Then I can get home and put the head on the pillow. Otherwise, long night. But I do want to be there when Lions fans have the reaction to their pick.
There's a lot of energy downtown, and I can only imagine what it's going to feel like, because I'm going to be down there for a little while. I don't think I'm going to stick around until the Lions pick, and then I'll watch it from home. But there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of energy downtown.
Ticket Texter submitted their own fact or fiction, John. Fact or fiction, J-Mo gets traded during the draft.
Fiction.
Fiction. They're not trading J-Mo.
No.
Lions take Penix based on Goff contract news. Okay, I think people missed the plot. That's not...
Well, that's how you were setting it up, though.
I just asked why the hesitation, reservation, why the delay, why not imminent?
Yeah,
I never stumped for Penix.
No, you didn't stump for Penix, but with your checkered past...
That's fair.
And the fact that the tone you were setting was, there must be something wrong. There doesn't have to be anything wrong. The
colors are coming back out. Rico sent that text about Penix.
Oh,
yeah, he does have a man crush.
Well, I kind of see some of it. We talked about it. Ticket Texters, the Lions are trading back, and they will pick up Blake Corum and Roman Wilson.
Oh, is that signed?
It was not signed John Jansen, but I did look to you.
No, it says no.
Okay.
No. Sorry. I love Blake. I have my reservations as to whether or not his game transfers very well to the NFL, and I definitely don't want to take him in the second round.
The Lions don't need a running back. They have Gibbs. They used a first. They have
Montgomery. They could use a third.
Sure, day three.
But day three. That's what I'm talking
about. Someone to round out the roster. This is not a great running back group.
No. The kid out of Texas is
Brooks.
Yeah, probably number one. But again, I will be shocked if a running back goes in the first round this year.
What do you think is the wow moment tomorrow, besides what the Lions do? Because we're going to talk about that all day tomorrow. Go ahead, look into the crystal ball. What's the thing that could knock you off your feet?
The draft starts at 3. What does New England do? Do they go chalk and take the third best quarterback that's available? Because it just came out that, hey, you know, Jaden Daniels, they asked, you know, J.J. McCarthy yesterday. He was on Rich Eisen. And he said, I've talked to the Giants a lot. So everybody's kind of using that as, hey, they think the Giants are taking him. And they asked Jaden McDaniels the same thing. And he said, well, I haven't heard much from Washington. Like, there's nothing that indicates they've committed to me at number two.
We haven't talked about what Washington did with the quarterbacks. They brought them all in at the same time.
Yeah.
They went like to... You know, like a Top Golf or one of those golf simulators together, a little unorthodox. Daniels is not a golf guy.
Yeah.
May and JJ both play. That's not why they're going to make their pick.
No, it's just awkward.
It was weird.
Kind of hoping the awkward stuff would end in DC, but continues. I think it starts at 3 with New England. Do they trade out of that and try and amass as much draft capital, because they have so many needs that they want to be able to put pieces in place before they get their franchise quarterback, because they're going to be picking in this realm again next year? Or do they go quarterback? Do they go Marvin Harrison Jr. as one of those pieces? That's to me going to be the wow moment. Could be the wow moment.
we could go 10 up, 10 down, all offensive players. I think it might be the first time ever the top 10 would be all offensive players. Most people think there's going to be nine. All it takes is one trade. Someone wants a tackle instead of an edge, a receiver instead of an edge. We could see 10 offensive players in the first 10 picks. That's what I'm watching for. And I think the record is 19 offensive players in the first round, if I saw a Schefter tweet correctly. We could see, even to Dan Campbell's point, a heavy offensive draft early. That's the story tonight, right?
Yeah.
Between the receivers, the quarterbacks, the offensive tackles, guards, this could be two-thirds offensive players. And if you're the Lions and you need defense, maybe someone ends up in your lap.
It's quite possible. I mean, it really just depends on how this draft falls and what wild card are we going to see played? That's the big mystery is, and I wouldn't necessarily call a trade at three a wild card because kind of anticipate that's on the table. Marvin Harrison Jr. is on the table. Quarterback is on the table. And then at four, it starts to get a little bit more uncertain. Does somebody offer Arizona an offer they can't refuse?
They moved back last year. They need a lot. So yeah. 248-539-9797. 9:35, we call our shot. We want to know what you think. All show long, what's the pick the Lions are going to make tonight? I guess it doesn't have to be tonight. They could trade back. The answer could be they don't make a pick tonight.
One more sleep.
One sleep for two picks. Let's get to Heather with the news.
So an innocent man was arrested at gunpoint on a California road after a car dealership made a paperwork mistake, and now he's suing. So there's dash cam video. It shows this guy, Jamie Rogers. He's got his hands up in the air on the side of the highway before officers armed with rifles and pistols just approach him, right? Excuse me. Police received a report that Rogers had stolen a vehicle from a car dealership. This was in Huntington Beach, and he was considered armed and dangerous. Well, it turns out that the dealership had actually loaned this guy the vehicle he was driving while his car was under repair, and they lost track of the paperwork. It fell behind a filing cabinet, and they thought this car must be stolen because they didn't know.
Oh, boy.
So they reported that the car was stolen, and this is the aftermath. The man said the ordeal was terrifying. He thought that he was going to die. He thought if he made one false move while he was standing outside of his car, that he was going to be dead. Like I said, now he is suing. He's suing the car dealership. The guy's attorney says that Rogers was forced to resign from his job. He was an athletic trainer at a high school because he had PTSD from the incident. Basically, he's had to kind of reinvent himself afterward and wants to be compensated for it. And, I mean, kind of rightfully so. If that situation happened to anybody, it would be terrifying.
It would be terrifying,
especially
when,
like,
even if you get pulled over for a speeding ticket, your heart's racing.
Oh yeah, and then this
cuff you and take you away.
Guns drawn.
Yeah, for sure. This is a little unsettling news. More than one in four U.S. adults over the age of 50 say they expect to never retire. Ugh. And 70 are concerned about prices rising faster than their income. Man, I'd like to retire tomorrow. So hopefully I will be able to when retirement age rolls around. According to an AARP survey, about one in four have no retirement savings. And they say everyday expenses like housing costs, rent, mortgage payments are the biggest reason why people are unable to save for retirement.
It's just and groceries every day.
Everything. All of it. Yeah. Just living, basic living necessities are so expensive.
One in four kind of felt light to me. I kind of feel like it's scary that it's a higher number of people that are going to be facing like that reality.
Yeah, they say just the older and older people are staying in the workforce longer and longer and longer. A Scottish tourist vacationing in Romania is lucky to be alive after she was mauled by a bear.
Oh boy!
When she decided to roll down her window to take a selfie with the wild animal.
What are we doing, people?
Yeah, the woman says she and a friend, they decided to go on a nice scenic drive through the mountains, and they came across a couple of really cute bears, and her baby bear. They look so cuddly. Don't they, though? But they're so not. So the friend was able to get a nice selfie with the bear on her side.
An action shot.
Yeah, and then the other woman, the passenger, thought, I'd like a selfie. So they turned the car around, and the woman rolled down the window.
Let's reposition the
bear car. Approached, right? Got all the way up to the car, and then decided, I'd like to eat you, and tried to get in the car and like mauled her arm. Thankfully, she had a really heavy jacket on, several layers.
Oh,
she
didn't take her arm?
Didn't take her arm. It did get a nice bite out of it, but didn't take her whole arm. So she had to go to the hospital, but she's going to be okay. What are people thinking?
These are wild animals.
I know. She did get a nice picture of the bear. It's a very up close photo of the bear, like right in the window. And the thing is massive. It was a pre-attack photo.
Before and after.
Hope it was worth the likes.
Did you hear about Kanye West and his new business venture that he'd like to get into?
I heard a little bit about it.
Porn.
Oh.
I don't know.
Not him, do you want to?
I don't.
You can answer that now.
Oh, yes. It's not him, I believe, that wants to be in the porn. Well, he wants to start...
Thank you for clarifying that.
He wants to create his own company. He wants to create a porn studio. Yeezy Porn.
Oh, Yeezy Porn.
No, not Yeezy.
Yeezy. Oh, Yeezy.
Yeezy. Yes. Apparently he's working
You should be pre-tested for the Yeezy.
Oh my gosh. He's working with this guy who's like a veteran in the porn business. And anyway, who knows? It could be launched as early as this summer. There you go.
Heather with the news. Coming up next. Call your shot. Who are the Lions taking? It's 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's good stuff.
Well done, Roberto. Oh, man.
John,
good at what he does.
You were talking about fudge.
I was talking about Sanders hot fudge. I can't believe the debate. People were losing the whole point of that conversation. It was about the recipe being changed, not about the name. My mom, when I was talking to her, she's like, "I've always called it Sanders." And I'm like, "Yeah, Mom, that's what I said." And she's like, "Well, everybody else is now calling it Sanders." Like, okay, I don't care. You call it whatever you want. We're talking about the same thing. We all understand what we're talking about.
That was fantastic work. That music, by the way, seriously. I think he might have had to use his own computer to get that music.
Well, it ramps up at all the right moments.
Yeah, that's... I find that very creepy.
he texts me.
Just very creepy.
He texts me. He goes, "I got something for tomorrow if you guys want it." I go, "Of course."
Yeah.
"I don't even need to listen to it. Of course." He goes, "Yeah, I can't really play it with clients around at B-dubs, so you'll have to just listen to it on your own."
Balancing work and life, underrated things that I do is when I get an audio file like this and I listen to it in my car. That's the first time I listened to it last night, Jim, because you had sent it to me. You sent us the text.
Yeah, not these guys.
And I didn't have time to kind of go right then and do it. And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I got to go back." So I open up my email. And just, so that's in my speakers in my car. It was fantastic. And I'm like, this music's giving me the creeps. I had my windows up. Oh, and I wasn't pulling a trailer.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, by the way, Ruby said she is available.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Looks like the weather might hold for us.
Yeah?
I mean, it's even more dangerous if it rains.
Too slick to drive 5 miles an hour.
Yes. So,
right. Come on.
Enough for me.
If you missed it, it's podcasted. Yeah. Gov's Man Up moment from yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Tonight's the draft. We've asked people to call their shots. We should do that as well. But first, John, what was draft night like for you? Take us back.
So it wasn't a night. This is, we're going back some years now. It was the same for TJ, where the draft was on 2 days. It was Saturday, Sunday. Drafts one, or rounds one through three were on Saturday, and then four through seven were on Sunday. And I was taken 37, so it was high in the second round. And this is back when they had 31 picks as well. I mean, Houston wasn't even a team yet. And then I was not one of the guys that was going to be invited. My projection was late first, early second. And when the Lions came up, obviously, I've talked about that, the disappointment of not being able to play for my home team and being passed up by another offensive lineman in the Big Ten.
Who was the coach at the time for the Lions?
Bobby Ross. It was one of those things where the phone would ring and everybody would be like, who is it? And, you know, it would be somebody, some old friend that was just calling to say, hi, hey, congratulations, good luck today. I'm like, dude, don't call until after you see my name. And I'm watching the ticket. And then I had gone out to actually do some hunting and some skeet shooting. And the phone rang.
The day of the draft you went and did that?
Yeah. I mean, we were on a farm and I wanted to stay busy because I didn't want to sit there and have that type of anxiety. So why not go firearms? And the phone rang when pick 37 was up, and it was Washington. And I thought they didn't pick till 40. They were going to get ready to take me at that time. And they said, no, we're working a trade because Chicago, if I wasn't going to be in Detroit, I wanted to stay closer to home. Chicago would have been that opportunity. And Gary Moeller was on the staff in Chicago at that time. I thought, this is working out great. Norv Turner and Russ Grimm, one of the original Hogs, was on the other line. They're like, hey, you want to be a Washington Redskin? I'm like, hell yeah. And so they were, you know, finalizing the trade. And then all of a sudden, you know, it happened. The name came across. They read it. It was a great moment for me and my family. And it was a dream come true. A lot of people have very similar stories. The details are a little bit different. But when that phone rings and it's a coach or a general manager or, you know, a personnel on the other side that you're going to get a shot to play in the NFL, that was one of the greatest moments of my life.
You didn't think of telling Washington, nah, I want to go to Chicago instead.
Well, but here's the thing, and this is where, and I do want to play the audio of JJ, you know, and how much that he has talked to the Giants, because there was only one time that I met Russ Grimm or talked to anybody at Washington. There were many other teams that showed interest, and I talked to a lot. He came to my pro day and held the bag for one drill, for one rep. And when I asked him, I'm like, how did you evaluate? He just, I wanted to feel your punch. I wanted to know that you could deliver a blow. And at that point, it was confirmed to me that we wanted you. We saw everything else on tape. I just wanted to know if you had heavy hands, and answered that question. So he took me. But this is JJ talking about the amount of times and interest he has felt from the Giants.
So pretty strong connection with the Giants.
Yeah. And so it's, if he's there, seems like that might be something that is happening. But we also know there are other quarterback-needy teams. The one with the most capital is Minnesota. And we also know that they feel they're going to have to jump the Giants if they want them.
There's a world where the Vikings move up and don't take JJ. And then JJ starts to take a bit of a fall. The Giants there at six become the first real possible destination if he gets out of the top five.
Yeah.
And then you think, well, Daniel Jones would play this year. Gives JJ a chance not to be thrown into the fire, yeah. And then they could pivot and transition and pick up some receivers, build up the O-line along the way.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be a good fit. I don't know that I wouldn't wish the New York media on anybody.
Well, he'll meditate. He'll be fine. Won't let it get to him.
Sure.
And we get Mike Vileni's reaction if the Giants take JJ McCarthy, which he has said he wants.
Yeah.
If you believe him.
And I don't care what school you're coming from. Once you leave and you're in the NFL, if you're playing for my team and you're a good player, love you.
248-539-9797. John, call your shot. What are the Lions doing?
I think they trade up. I think they trade up and they take Terrion Arnold. He's a guy that is, in my opinion, the best corner fit for the Lions. Heavy man coverage, comes from a pro-style defense, and they play against the best competition. He's covered the best wide receivers. He is the most tested and I think most ready to enter the NFL and ready to go.
When Dan Campbell said yesterday he thought there were about 15 guys in that upper echelon of this draft, and then a few more stragglers, right? He didn't say stragglers, but, you know, a handful of other guys. It made me realize that the trade-up is very much in play for this team. As much as they've been asked about trading back and they've said, we got to do what's best for the team, prepare the fans, I think a trade-up fits Brad Holmes' go get my guy philosophy, conviction philosophy. They met with two corners, Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell. Mm-hmm. Both are at the draft tonight. There's a chance they get to walk out on the stage in Detroit with that Detroit Lions hat. I think they trade up for Quinyon Mitchell. I don't know if Arnold is going to fall. I think Mitchell could still be there in the late teens in that target range where they go up and get a guy that they think can plug and play. Big physical dog mentality.
Yeah.
And I don't think they care that he went to a small school. Didn't you ask small school yesterday to Dan? And he goes, I got a couple guys in mind, but I'm not going to tell you.
Right. Yeah. And all I wanted him to do was say it. Turn the table to him.
So when we did the exercise back in March and we wrote down a name in an envelope, I had Cooper DeJean, and then we did it again in April. I wrote down Kool-Aid McKinstry, and on draft day, I still feel like they're taking a corner, but I think they have the conviction to go and get their guy. The market, for whatever it's worth, the betting odds suggest they're going to take a corner. You were corner all the way, too.
I was, except for Chop Robinson. The one I had in April was Chop, and just an interesting fact, you did come out with your mock draft yesterday, mm-hmm. and within 24 hours have already recanted on the pick. That is kind of beside the point.
You just had to bring it up.
Yeah.
We got new information from the head coach. Like an hour after I did the mock.
45 minutes, an hour. Oh, this is new information. I get to reevaluate and do whatever the hell I want, which is what we get to do.
Maybe I'll do a mock 2.0 at 7:45 tonight.
I was Cooper DeJean early in the process in March, and then I went to Chop. And Cooper DeJean, I thought you're going to have to trade up probably 21, 22, that area. And I think that's a possibility. And then, obviously, today, it's Terrion Arnold, and you're going to have to throw in some more because you're going to have to go up higher if he's there at 15 or 16. I think that's the move that they make.
Who do you guys think will be the most surprising pick that doesn't go tonight? Like, the guy that we all thought, who will be the guy on the board tomorrow morning where we're like, wow?
I think it could be JPJ, Jackson Powers Johnson.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And because it's not that he's not a first-round pick. It's just how the draft board may fall and teams weighing the best available as well as, you know, team need.
What about a guy who's going to be at the draft, but I don't know that's at all a lock to be a first-rounder? You talk about green room moment. Darius Robinson. Now, he's there. He's a Detroiter. I think that's part of why he wants to be here. And there are teams at the end of the first that have been linked to him, including the Lions. But is there a world where the Detroiter who shows up doesn't go in the first round and becomes the green room guy? Because the only quarterbacks, that's the position typically we go to, are Caleb, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels, who could all go 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for a guy who's sitting in the green room, it could be I'm not wishing this on a Detroiter, but it could be him.
I think maybe Brian Thomas, based on what John said. It just depends on how the board falls together.
Yeah.
Wow moment tonight?
I think at three. The wow moment is it could be. Now, they could go chalk and take the third quarterback, but they could trade out of that position with Minnesota, and they could get 11 and 23 along with some other draft capital, or they take Marvin Harrison Jr.
I'm going to say this. The Bengals go to 8, maybe 7, and take a receiver
with T and Chase,
and then they have their hand. They can play Higgins either way
because they got a succession plan. Yes,
but for one season, you tag them, and you have Chase, Higgins, and whoever the receiver is, Odunze, maybe Bowers. Even
they could use a tight end.
You're taking that one more shot with the electric offense. Ramped up a bit to go get the Chiefs.
All right, we got people who want to call their shot on the Ticket Text. You want to jump in on the phones. Speak now or forever hold your peace. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you're finding yourself wearing a hat more and more often, or maybe you're turning off your camera on Zoom calls, it's time to deal with your hair loss. And you know what? It's time to talk to the guy who wrote the book on it. Literally, that's Dr. Berkowitz at Michigan Hair Restoration. He's Michigan's number one hair restoration specialist. And Dr. B can restore your hair and your confidence just like he's done for thousands of guys over the years. Jump online and go read the reviews from his patients who recommend Dr. B. And they all talk about how much younger and more confident they feel after their procedure. And they say they couldn't be happier with their results, many saying it's the best decision and investment they've ever made. Michigan Hair Restoration has so many more options than just hair transplants as well. There's lots of natural remedies that Dr. B will talk to you about, and he has treatment plans that fit almost every budget. And right now, he's got this special that you can't miss. Call and book your consult and speak to Maria. Make sure you mention...
John told the story of his draft day, not draft night back then.
Nope.
John, Houston wasn't a team yet, and Cookies was probably still pooping his diapers. It's from Dave.
Yeah, you would have been. That? It was 99.
I would have been 5 years old. I was not in diapers
at no.
5 years old. You look like you don't believe me.
Mom had to make sure that you were done with that before they put you in kindergarten.
I was all potty trained. Cooper DeJean is the pick on Ticket Text from Luca. We said call your shot tonight for the Lions. Another one says Mikey Sainer still on the Ticket Text.
That's one of those lone wolf ones where I could see him getting into the first round. I've talked to enough NFL execs to know that that's certainly a possibility.
The Lions are going with their identity, going offense. Drafting Marvin Harrison Jr. to surprise everyone, LFG, on the Ticket Text. Is this the same guy from yesterday who called in and pushed this?
Yeah, I mean, the Lions are not in a position right now at 29 to give up the draft capital they'd have to give up to go get him.
What about another team that may have the capital? Brian and Monroe, the wow moment would be the Bears trading 9 and a next year first to go up and get Marvin Harrison Jr. to pair with Caleb Williams.
No, I think they're going to get a really good receiver. And if it's Romo Dunze, I mean, let's see how their careers, you know, play. But he may be an equal to Marvin Harrison Jr.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.